As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, July the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, tapping the valuable research of our returning guest, Vicki Davis. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and certainly remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 1-866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via my new email address. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, just like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net in the interim while my website is down. And for those without your internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals, crude oil, and stocks gain as the U.S. dollar falters. We'll cover the market reports in a moment. Returning guest Vicki Davis, FEMA drives National Governors Conference. We're going to talk all about that and play some clips. Hope it will all work out just fine for you. Going to be a very interesting discussion, to be sure. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. It's one of those market reports for Tuesday, July the 21st, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $1.30 at $950.40 an ounce. Silver was flat so far in the morning, trading at $13.63. Palladium lost $6, trading down at $1,175. That was platinum. Palladium up $2 at $255. Anyway, that's all that. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $946.30 for a low, $952.60 for a high. Year on year, standing at $950.40 a troy ounce. Gold has lost $15.10, or 1.56% of its original purchase price. The London Gold Fix, the AM Gold Fix over in England, jolly old England, at $947.75 an ounce. We'll see where it closes later today. Yesterday, in the Dow Jones and the equities, the Dow Jones closed up 104 points, trading at 8,848. The NASDAQ was up 23 points at 1909. The S&P closed up 11 points yesterday at 951. In morning trading, crude oil is up 96 cents, moving up strongly today, $64.94 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. In the U.S. dollar index, dropping 10 basis points this morning, 78.81. In the foreign exchange rates, as a result of that decline in the USDX, the Canadian dollar is now at 91 cents, the Mexican peso 8 cents, the euro 1.42, and so it goes. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Part Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Tuesday, July the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, and today I'm rejoined once again by our very special guest, Vicki Davis. And we've got some really interesting stuff on the plate for you today. There's a National Governors Association conference that was held yesterday, broadcast on C-SPAN. Vicki brought it to my attention and thought that this would be something that we might want to take a look at. Good morning, Vicki. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing really well. Got up early and started looking at this and getting prepared to talk about it because it really is something that everybody should pay attention to, you know, because what goes through the Governors Association ends up being implemented in your state. So these are people to really watch. And on their website, the National Governors Association website, it says, the collective voice of the nation's governors. So there you go. It's an association, a collective of the governors.
Well, you know, when we look at these various associations, it kind of gives us, an unfair advantage. You know, the county commissioners have an association. All of the county clerks have associations in the states and nationally. The Chambers of Commerce, the Chambres du Commerce, they have their organizations. We've got all these regional groups, and when we're up against that, it's like they're not really representing us or our opinions or our needs or our wants or our desires. they're getting together as a group and basically plotting and strategizing how we can do end runs on federal constitutional provision and come together with these coalitions or these collectives of the willing who are willing to sacrifice everything just to advance the federal agenda. So we've got a real problem in that. And, of course, then the feds like to finance that, and so that's how they buy compliance. One of the things that I noticed, Vicki, and perhaps you did as well, looking at the C-SPAN broadcast. Now, that's the first time I've ever watched a C-SPAN broadcast, so, oh my, now I've been soiled. I watched television yesterday for the first time in a long, long time. And although the C-SPAN was relatively harmless, it didn't look like there was any voodoo or hoodoo going on, and I didn't have to watch the commercials, so you were right on that. But nevertheless, now that I've been soiled, one of the things that I did notice in there, and again, this was the National Governors Association National Governors Conference 101st annual meeting, and it was a Homeland Security session that you brought to our attention. But in this particular meeting, and well, I'll come back to that. In this particular meeting, there were very, very few people seated at the table. All of the chairs of it virtually were emptied, with the exception of the panel speakers, which were three or four. And then just a handful of the governors. Most of the chairs in the room were empty. Now, I don't know about what you've studied on this particular conference, Vicki, but in the governors or in the county commissioners conferences that they hold here in the state of Missouri, quite frequently what will happen is that they have breakout sessions, and so the county commissioners will split up and go around to various rooms. So it may be that we were just looking at a fraction of the governors in attendance, and only some had chosen to go to the Homeland Security session.
That's possible. I'm sure that they get all the packets of information, and we know that the Department of Homescam Security has their people that's going to tell the governors what they're supposed to do anyway. So it really doesn't matter. You know, this is maybe kind of the dog and pony show for the public. So I don't, you know, you could be right on that.
Well, it may be. It may be. So maybe let's try and see if we can play this first clip that you wanted. There's Governor O'Malley of Maryland introduces Janet Napolitano. Janet Napolitano there, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Insecurity. She's the Homeland Security Secretary, or czar, I guess you could say, these days. But anyway, she had been invited and made the presentation to them. And she was basically drumming up support for a variety of programs. But there was a lot of interesting stuff to discuss in that. So let's see if I can actually make this happen. And if not, we'll just have to discuss it. But let's see here now. I'll try and play a clip.
Colleague, Governor O'Malley of Maryland, to introduce our keynote speaker.
Governor, thanks very, very much, and it's my humble honor today to be able to introduce someone, a woman who many of us know as our friend, who all of us know as our colleague, and we're very fortunate as governors to have one of our own at the Department of Homeland Security, someone who has served as a governor, has had to stand up in emergencies and answer the question of what do you know, what are you doing about it, and what should my family be doing about it. Secretary Napolitano comes to DHS after having served 6 years as the governor of Arizona, where she implemented one of the first state homeland security strategies in the country, opened the first state counterterrorism center, spearheaded efforts to transform immigration enforcement. Madam Secretary, you'll be heartened to know that in conversations yesterday, the governors were talking about the importance of our taking advantage of this moment in history and your understanding of how states work and their importance to Homeland Security by creating our own special committee on Homeland Security so we can better interact with your department on issues, whether the hurricanes, counterterrorism, fusion centers, or the like. Already, Secretary Napolitano has coordinated federal, state, local, and binational Homeland Security efforts. She's presided over large-scale disaster relief efforts and readiness exercises. She has helped us to launch a comprehensive strategy on cybersecurity, something that's very, very important to all governors. And without any further delay, let me introduce our friend, our colleague, our partner, and the person we're all very proud to have as Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano.
All right, there you go, Vicki.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting to note that, you know, a lot of the all of this disaster stuff seems to come out of Arizona, out of Phoenix. They were, he didn't mention this, but Arizona was the first state to have an emergency medicine college for emergency physicians, and then they I forgot what I was going to say anyway, but the University of Arizona seems to have a lot of this stuff come out of their university first and their planning departments first. So I thought that was really interesting. And something I didn't know about Janet Napolitano, she worked for a federal district judge, and she's the one that represented Anita Hill during the Clarence Thomas hearings.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so she's been around for a long time doing, involved in government and politics.
Well, we'll pick that right up on the other side. Folks, stay with us. We will be right back after this brief commercial intermission.
Two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken all our comments before. We can do it again.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we've returned once again, and so we're talking about this National Governors Association meeting that was held yesterday, the NGA 101st annual meeting, the Homeland Security Session with Janet Napolitano. We're going to have a couple more clips to listen to. But before we go back into that, let's just pick up. We got interrupted by the break there, Vicki, in regards to Governor O'Malley's laying out this his intro and all of that diffusious discourse. What do you make of that, and what do we need to take away?
Okay, well, Napolitano did basically the setup for this whole security apparatus, the implementing of the reinvention of our government in terms of the security state. And the programs, a lot of them were developed out of the University of Arizona, you know, which I've tracked looking at other issues, you know, like health IT. But today, in Napolitano's speech on Homeland Security to the governors, she was covering basically three initiatives that they're pushing. One of them is the Pass ID, and that is the real ID fix. And in there, she said something that I thought was very important, and that is that the real ID was designed without any input from the government. And what that tells me is that, which I already knew, but I mean, you know, what it tells everybody is that all of these changes in our government are coming from top down. They're not bottom up to solve the problems of the citizens. They're coming from the top down.
Yes, these are basically directives.
Yeah, just like a totalitarian state.
Absolutely.
And that's the nature of fascism. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I was also, you know, taken aback by this discussion, you know, as she started off, one of the three main points, and she just went right over it too, by the way, in regards to these color codes, you know. What a specious bunch of nonsense it has been all along, you know, orange and red and yellow and green and blue and all the other, you know, spectrum of alerts. It reminds me of the old Smokey the Bear thing that you see the ranger sign as you're going into Yellowstone, you know, and they got the indicator up there. They got the temperature, the thermometer driven up to red, and you're not going to be able to have a campfire or anything, you know, or whatever. But, you know, that comes out of that mentality. It's basically treating the people like children as if we need to have color codes. We wouldn't be able to understand a high security threat, so we have to have a red code instead today, you know.
Yeah, well, this whole thing is treating everybody, you know, it's like Washington, D.C. has all the answers, and they're going to push everything down onto the states and onto the people. And this pass ID, or the real ID, and what she was saying about it is proof of the concept.
Well, let's give that number out for any of the listeners that want to know about it. It's S-1261. It's called the Real ID Fix, or the Pass ID. And there, Janet Napolitano in this conference was stressing how important it was to pass it this fall. Now, here we are, July the 21st, for all of the educationally challenged, and then it'll be August the 21st, and then September the 21st. So in about 60 days, they want this done. But,
yeah.
Folks, we've been working against this Real ID, you know, right here in Missouri for years. There's been one of our members of our Missouri State Legislature has had a broadcast on another network, and they've been drumming up support to block the Real ID, not only in the state of Missouri, but all around, and been working at it for years. But now, here in the 12th hour, they're going to swap it around, give it a new face, bring it in with a must-pass on it. And so I find that really reprehensible behavior on the part of the Fed, don't you?
Yeah, but, I mean, they do this all the time. They just, you know, it's the same initiative with a new name. And so while you're watching for real ID, they change the name to Pass ID. And I really don't understand what this deadline business is about. I mean, why is there a deadline?
Well, I think that as we go through this, we're going to hear a little bit more, especially when we start talking about the H1N1. This was another one of her ideas. But let's see. We've got these basically these three ideas that she laid out: this Pass ID or the Real ID fix, and that deadline by December the 31st. Well, part of that also was that this Pass ID has a shorter trigger. A sooner deadline for implementation. The Real ID was, what, 2014, and this one is like 2010 or 2011?
Yeah, something like that. I can't recall the exact dates, but, yeah, they want this put in, you know, as quickly as possible, you know.
Well, they do, and if you notice, and you saw, and folks, if you're out and about and you're listening this morning, you know, if you have children in schools, if you've been to any conferences and things like that lately, certainly it was very obvious to me looking at it, watching this C-SPAN broadcast yesterday, and I don't know if we can post a link someplace, but if we can, we will. But there was a C-SPAN broadcast yesterday, and all of the people that were panelists, if you will, and all the people in the room, they all had color-coded neck bands with their Pass ID, if you will, hanging on their chest. Now, the children all have to wear this kind of a thing. They put on these little neck bands, and they have their identification hanging around their neck, you know, like dog tags. And to me, again, this is just another one of these offensive things. This has been brought in. The leader, quote-unquote, the leaders do this in public. The educators do this. The teachers wear their stupid little thing hanging around their neck, you know. The principal wears his dumb little thing hanging around his neck, and all the children have their dumb little thing hanging around their neck, and they can't go anywhere, do anything, or be anywhere, or be anyone and recognized unless they have their dumb little thing hanging around their neck. What's with that?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to tag the animals.
That's right.
Basically what it comes down to, because, I mean, when you're talking about an elementary school, they are so small. There's no chance that a stranger can come onto the campus of an elementary school and people don't know that they don't, you know, that they're not a part of the school. You know,
I mean, they really have
parents, they might be something, but they're not part of the school. So
a clever little dwarf. You're absolutely right on that. You know, so all of this, you know, on this high security, of course we want to have the children, you know, to be safe and all that in their schools. And yeah, there are a lot of weirdos and drifts. They've been around forever. They'll be with us forever, folks. But there are those kinds of people around. But at the same time, this is the implementation, Vicki, and I'm sure you're well aware of it for the benefit of the audience. This is the implementation of the precautionary principle, just another one of the planks of sustainable development. Shall we go to this? Let's see. What have we got for time? We've got about 2 minutes. It's not going to be enough for this clip, so we'll just have to ad-lib right on up, and we'll pick up this next clip on the other side. Go ahead.
Well, something that I want to point out to people is that when you think about life, you know, disasters are the exception, not the rule. And so there's something fundamentally wrong if you have your entire, you know, your entire program or focus is on disaster and what you do in disaster and how everything should work in a disaster. I mean, what is that about? It's like planning for the 5% occurrence and ignoring the 95% of life. So that tells you that there's something else going on, a different agenda than what they're saying, because logically it doesn't make sense to me.
No, it certainly doesn't. And this whole conference was set up along that line, and especially when we go through the list or the roster of the speakers, one of the very last speakers was an insurance rep, and they were talking about being able to indemnify ourselves against all possible natural and man-made hazards. Folks, it's all about the development of the safety cult. We'll be back after this break. Stay right there.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code Oracle at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. And folks, if you've got any questions or comments, or perhaps you saw this C-SPAN broadcast and you want to weigh in on the topic, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Again, visiting today with Vicki Davis. She's brought a lot of interesting material to the table over the last couple of weeks. Hope you enjoy these interludes in the morning as we do a Martian or a Vulcan mind meld on some of these various and sundry researches. So much of where Vicki has gone and I've gone dovetail beautifully together. But let's hear the next little segment of this while we've got a nice long segment, Vicki, and hear it right out of the horse's mouth from Janet Napolitano. Let's see. Coming up here.
Secondly, information and intelligence sharing. I believe this is one of the areas where the Department of Homeland Security can provide real value added. Here's what I have learned in my 6 months in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of intelligence and intelligence analysis about those who would seek to harm us, particularly harm us in our homeland. And it kind of circulates around in Washington, D.C., and it circulates around pretty well. I get a morning brief every morning. I get all of that information. But what we need to improve upon is how information gets shared to states, so that states not only are getting intelligence, but are also improving their own analytic capability and capacity. So it's not just intel sharing, but it's also analytic capacity that we need to be working on. So I spoke a few months ago at the National Conference on Fusion Centers. The method I'm going to use to do this and improve this is the fusion center concept, where you have federal, state, and locals co-located. And I'm doing it in that fashion because sharing information on a real-time basis with all the many, many thousands of law enforcement departments around the country, it logistically doesn't make a lot of sense. Having real active fusion centers that can then make their own independent judgments about what needs to happen at the state and local level, that's a better way for us to go. So I will be looking forward to working with you on how we strengthen the fusion centers that we already have, that we make sure that as a goal that every state has at least one fusion center, that we, in addition to improving the amount of intel and analysis that is shared, that we also, on the receiving side, increase the number of people who actually have the appropriate level of security clearances to review some of this information, so that everything doesn't have to be scrubbed down to a non-secret level. So it's improving that capacity at the state level, but also at the federal level. This is a long-term initiative. It will not happen overnight. A lot of it has already been started, but we need now to mature it and create a web, a security web for this country of information sharing and analytic capacity. And that is something that I will be looking forward to working with the states on in the right way. We want to do it in the right way, conscious of constitutional and privacy protections that also are out there. There are a lot of issues that we need to be very conscious of as we do this. But all of our efforts will be better if we are working more seamlessly in the information sharing environment.
Oh, boy. Well, that's that gives you the idea, folks. I mean, this idea of every state shall have a fusion center and every state shall be working toward these things, and we will have this seamless, interoperable goal of having a web, you know, these spider webs that have been built out there. One of the reasons, Vicki, why I didn't get on the Internet for a long time was just simply because of the name, the World Wide Web. I didn't want to be on that web. I don't like that, you know. It didn't sound good to me, but, you know, we can see how it's advanced. And, you know, but your comments on what she said.
Yeah. Well, the image that I always get in my mind when I hear a fusion center is that you remember those guard towers that used to be on the Berlin Wall, and they'd have guards up there watching everything, you know, ready to shoot at anything that moves?
Absolutely.
That's what I picture these fusion centers as, you know, 24/7 surveillance of everybody, everything. And, you know, I can just picture, you know, you're driving by in your car and you might owe some library fines and boom, they've got you. You know, you scalp law, you didn't pay your library fines.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets worse from there.
Well, I start this broadcast out every day, Vicki, with this concept that this is the home of philosophical radicalism. And I also use the phrase that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time. But I do that for a very specific reason. Not that I'm an advocate of philosophical radicalism per se, but definitely to recall to the audience's memory and stir up their precious minds to know who Jeremy Bentham is or was, and to understand what the whole concept of English philosophical radicalism was, but definitely to understand the greatest good of the greatest number, or the happiness principle, and to realize that it was none other than Jeremy Bentham who came up with his first prison system known as the Panopticon. And the Panopticon basically is a tower in the center of a building full of cells that the tower, from the tower, you can observe every inmate in every cell at every level of this system. And basically, what the Brits have done, Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, and the Holy Queen Mother, or whatever they want to call her, what they have basically done, they have moved forward with this British philosophical radicalism to the creation of a global panopticon, and we find ourselves under scrutiny continuously as a result of it. And I see these fusion centers being these panopticon hubs inside of each of the states that then peer into our lives as much as they would be peering into the cells of inmates.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, having full law enforcement almost move into your house with you. You know,
might as well.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, by the time that they finish with this, you know, maybe 30 or 40 years down the road, that they will do that.
Well, I would hope that it would take 30 or 40 years down the road, because I'll be long off into dust by then. But I'm more concerned that we're looking at a 10-year timetable, 2020 being a fully interoperative system. The other day, just last evening, I was out, had to go to the big box store to get HP refill, ink refills for my printer so that I could do these broadcasts the way that I like to do it. And I was once again overwhelmed by all of the televisions everywhere, no matter where you go inside the building. But I went down along the line, and all of the old traditional televisions are now all gone. Everything's flat panel. And, you know, if there's any truth to it or not, those televisions that we watch, people watch, are now have the capacity to watch us. And so this great push to the digital television and all of that, who knows what's inside, what lurks inside the beast, or what will come inside of that beast. But we have transitioned into this another, a new type of even a television set. So I don't know, people, you know, get the TVs out of your homes, start to wean yourself away from some of this stuff. Understand that with these fusion centers and whatnot, we were moving. You know, did you notice the way that she was talking about making sure that, you know, we take into heart the idea of constitutionality? You know, I mean, there's nothing constitutional about this, folks.
Absolutely not. Yeah, because it says you have, you know, the Constitution, you have the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Well, if you have 24/7 surveillance on you, by definition, that's an illegal search.
Yeah, we're supposed to be secure in our persons and our places and our effects, you know, and that means me by my body physical. That means if I'm secure in my body physical, which is the fountain from which all of my freedom flows, it is my most precious property is me physical, then I don't need to see somebody at the door who's demanding access to my arterial bloodstream. No way, Jose, it ain't going to happen. I don't,
right.
You know.
Go ahead. What I was going to say is you're absolutely right about these flat panel monitors. I know they have cameras on them. I know that they can look into your home. And the reason I know that is because of the personalized advertisements. And I've been targeted for a personal advertisement for a personal defect that they are constantly displaying in front of my face. And the only way that they would know that, the only way that they would have that information is if they were able to look at me and see, you know, to see. Because I don't go outside, I don't interact with people, you know, I'm pretty much of a hermit. And so, And there have been other things too. You know, I'm constantly aware of my machine because that's the business that I was in.
Okay, we'll pick that up right on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Hey, folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95. You can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
And we've returned once again. We're reviewing today. I'm joined once again by Vicki Davis, our real special guest, becoming a very, very good friend of ours. But we are looking at this National Governors Association conference, putting it under the microscope, if you will, playing a few clips from it. We've got another one queued up and ready to go, Vicki. But as we were going into the break, we were talking about the fusion centers, the real active fusion centers, and strengthening them, strengthening the role between the FEMA and all of the state governments, the various in each of the states. Haley Barber there from Mississippi, Governor of Mississippi, was there, and in Mississippi, it's known as MEMA, Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. I would imagine that you would think that it would be in Missouri, the MEMA also, but it's not. We call it SEMA. It's the State Emergency Management Agency. And folks, you can go up and look at your, just type in the name of your state and then Emergency Management, Agency, and you'll come up and you can start to understand some more about what we're discussing today and how important these comments by Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, really are, when she is getting together with all of the governors to use their bully pulpit to implement these federal and global initiatives. And it's really and truly the implementation of Agenda 21, which is the Program of Action for Sustainable Development in the 21st Century. Let me play this next clip, Vicki, and then we'll...
Before you do that, well, let me... I want to go back to what I was saying because it's very, very important that people understand why I said what I said. Because I know that sounded very paranoid, you know, about the personalized advertisements. But other plans that they have are for telemedicine. you know, which is that you will be able to interact with a doctor in your home rather than, you know, going to his office. So they are building in the technology. They've built in the technology for two-way communications. So it wasn't just my, you know, paranoia of these personal advertisements. It's also because of the knowledge that I have of the systems that I know that they have planned for. And so I know that the capability for two-way communications are there, and you would have to have high quality. In order to have telemedicine, you know, with doctors, you have to have high quality output from your machine as well as high quality input.
Exactly. So they could basically look at you through the little webcam that's inside of your flat plate or a flat screen computer monitor. The doctor would be able, or the nurse or the technician or the specialist or the expert would be able to look at you and perhaps make visual diagnosis from the privacy of your own home without a doctor's visit. You might be talking to Mikaranda Midananda in India or someplace, you know, or Herr Klink or something in Germany, but that would be your doctor. So there's all of that. I'm sure the audience is well aware that when they browse on the internet, and for those without internet access, folks, it does happen. But when you're browsing around on the internet, some of the commercials, the sponsor links and things that come on your screen are not just general, commercials, I guess you would say, or advertisements. What they are they're state-specific, and sometimes they're even regional within the state-specific. So, I mean, they're basically, they've got your IP address. They know right where you are. And so the computer works with whatever the programs, how they've been written, and they're getting very personal. So it's something that I don't care with. And I know, Vicki, I don't think it's at all paranoia. Paranoia is one of those diseases that we die of a very old age, I think, is the way they say it. It's rather wise to be paranoid in this day of tyranny. But let's play this next clip while we have a couple of minutes in time to do it, and then we can discuss it as well. Here we go.
The third thing I'd like to speak with you about is H1N1. I take my cues from the scientists and from history. And
well, somehow or another, that one dropped. Let's try it again.
Let me invite my colleague.
Nope, that one dropped. But unfortunately, folks, H1N1, and she takes her cues from both scientists and history. So she's getting cues from people, and she's getting cues from the pharmaceutical community, obviously. Those would be your scientists. She's getting cues from the scientists that would back things like climate change, peak oil, climate warming, all of that. In that, Vicki, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get the whole clip. Some for reason or another, it dropped. But what was your impression of her idea where she's talking about when the children come back this fall, all of these school-age children, and preparing them for the reemergence of H1N1 pandemic this September? I mean, that all of this stuff, security and public safety comes first, she says in that segment, in an economic downturn. All of this is like, you know, if she's not a prophet, then where the heck is she getting your cues from? Because she's basically saying it's a done deal, it's going to happen.
Well, then what she was talking about is that that's her third initiative, is planning for what happens when there is a pandemic, what happens to school operations, and she used H1N1 because it will come back. They just don't know whether it's going to be a severe one or whether it'll be a mild one. But my analysis of what this initiative is all about, I suspect that what they are going to be doing is using, they're setting up a dialectic, and they're going to be using the H1N1 and school closing and the continuation of school operations, which means children that have to stay home continuing on with their education using the computer. So they're going to be, the dialectic is that the school is closed, the children have to continue with their education, so we'll do it through the computer. Because ultimately, the goal is to replace teachers with computers.
Absolutely. And what a good time in an economic downturn. Everyone will just say, wow, they're so brilliant. What a way for us to reduce our personal property taxes. Let's get rid of these albatross buildings and turn them into community centers and adult education centers and in sports complexes and things like that. But let's put all of the children at home. But I thought it was rather interesting as her comments on that continued, where she starts talking about how due to this H1N1, the schools closed, and she's not talking about every school closed, but those schools that would be closed, and then instructing the governors to get together with their boards of education and their county school superintendents and whatnot to develop schools closed guidance, and that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control folks, will be doing the guidance. And so the schools will be working with directly with the Centers for Disease Control to establish the process by which we'll make this transition from schools in school and schools to work to schools at home. And in a way, Vicki, this is also, is targeting this concept of the homeschoolers. We've seen that the homeschoolers are outperforming the school children, the children that are in the public schools. But there were just so much involved in this particular part for those of us that have done any homework. What else did you get out of that?
Well, that was the main thing, is that I know that that's what they're going to do. And the way that they I have this chart showing. Basically, it's the dialectic curve, and this particular curve has to do with the smart card migration strategy, but it doesn't make any difference. You know, whatever it is that they want to do, they set up the scenario that allows them to then, you know, and it happens, and then that opens the dialogue, and as the dialogue goes on, then they bring you the solution. Okay,
right. Well, so that's pretty much textbook thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. And what we're seeing in this, folks, is we come into the top of the hour break. We'll have to take a break. But what we're seeing in this, basically, is the unveiling of the synthesis, one that has been developing since we went into a new world in 1991. And we're going to talk about that in the second hour with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Do be sure and stay with us. And we will return after this short commercial intermission.
The Midnight Rider is now streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, according to your schedule, you can catch The Midnight Rider anytime, day or night. Miss a portion of a broadcast? No sweat. Log on and hear what you missed. www.midnightridershow.com. Listen to The Midnight Rider at the office or at a restaurant using a laptop with free Wi-Fi. Download the free archives from the Midnight Rider website at www.midnightridershow.com. Share the show with friends and family. Always there, always streaming at your convenience, anytime, day or night. The Midnight Rider, www.midnightridershow.com.
Many people are coming to realize the benefits of growing their own food. Freedom from harmful chemicals, genetic engineering, and the peace of mind that comes from knowing that you can raise your own food. SurvivorSeeds.com brings you quality seeds for your garden or for storage in your freezer to protect against disaster and long food lines when store shelves are empty. The SurvivorSeeds.com seed pack comes with 24 varieties of open-pollinated non-GMO vegetable seeds. These seeds are widely adaptable to any climate and are packed in a double Ziploc space-age foil bag that effectively seals out moisture and oxygen, allowing you to store seeds in the freezer almost indefinitely. Buy now and get an additional 2,000-plus seeds while supplies last. At the total of 8,250 high-quality non-GMO seeds for only $50 plus shipping, less than half what you would pay elsewhere. All credit card orders are welcome and usually ship within 24 hours. Get peace of mind with SurvivorSeeds.com. That's SurvivorSeeds.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I am joined today once again on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're going to keep this going for a while, with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We're talking about the National Governors Association, the NGA 101st annual meeting held down in Mississippi just yesterday, over the last day or so, no doubt. And at that conference, they had Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, come and be keynote speaker for a section, basically, that has to do with a multitude of things, but definitely the Joint Terrorism Task Force figures in very strongly there, and the development of fusion centers. Excuse me, kind of. Yeah. Anyway, so we went through the development of this fusion center idea, where every state will have and must have one, and they need to get this going right away. We talked about S-1261, and folks, you really do need to make a note of that. This is the Real ID Fix, or the PASS ID, or the PASS bill, and they want to pass that this fall. This is a due pass. So it's something that they're going to strive very diligently, utilizing the full bully pulpit, as their own words, from the standpoint of the governors, working with the legislators and the state senators to make sure that this Real ID Fix passes this fall, not next year, not 2 years from now, but this fall. And if it does pass, it has a very short time limit on it, a very short fuse, and so it will be implemented almost immediately. And then from there, we went into discussion of this H1N1 coming back this fall, school-age children, preparing them for the preparing all of the educational community for the reemergence this September, and the discussion about that with the county commissioners and your mayors and things like that. It's all coming, folks. It's coming on us and at us. Then they were talking about a December the 31st deadline to get the governors in line on all of this and everything in place. She uses this term, governors are security people, and she wants them to use their bully pulpit to affect this various and sundry stuff. What a wonderful person she is. Vicki, what do you think of this first chairman, the first woman to chair the National Governors Association? She was the first female governor.
I don't know if she was the first female governor. No, I don't think so. Was she? But she was the first governor to chair the National Governors Association. But she's been up to her eyeballs in this redesign of our country, like from the beginning of the design. And something interesting that she said, I think she said this at the end, was that after 9/11, we're a different country now, and we face different threats.
Exactly.
Now.
I heard that.
Yeah, and you know, when you really think about that, that doesn't make sense. Not in a normal world of if the 9/11 event was anomalous, how do we now suddenly transition into having different threats?
Well, there's a whole bunch of ways that you can take that, but one of them for sure is that in the post 9/11 world, our governance system has been dramatically altered. The blatant and obvious crimes against humanity, blatant and obvious criminality coming from the government, abuses of civil liberty and everything else, and mass murder, we're now at a time where they're just going to get immunity on that. So life has definitely changed. We'll be back in a moment and continue this broadcast. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Tuesday, July the 21st, 2009 broadcast, our two-hour broadcast, as we begin our second hour of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. So much to see and so much to do. And be sure and access the unlimited archive access that you have to Become Vocal Local Broadcast and the other hosts on this network. You can access them right off oraclebroadcasting.com. And if you are of a mind to do so and want the high-quality streams, you can also sign up to be an Oracle member. Receive a monthly newsletter, or whenever they do come out, I think it's monthly, and you will save time and money, get a better quality archive stream. There's also a little Oracle broadcasting store there. You can get all kinds of Oracle logo-adorned goodies, including your doggy T-shirt, so that you can take Fido with you to the park and let everybody know about Oracle Broadcasting as you exercise the dog. Maybe buy one for yourself and go jogging. Anyway, as we were going into this first break of this second hour, we had just started to close out a little bit on what Janet Napolitano said. However, I mean, we can just continue to go on and on endlessly with this one because this is pointing at the real heart of the beast system. But pick it up there, Vicki. You had some other comments you wanted to make.
One clip that we didn't get to was Greg Brown, of CEO of Motorola. And he was one of the panelists, along with a guy from Travelers Insurance and Craig Fugate, who is the director of FEMA. Now, this guy, before I get into Greg Brown, Craig Fugate, who is the director of FEMA, had some very interesting things to say. He was talking about looking, instead of just looking at rebuilding, you know, for people that don't have insurance and giving them loans and things like that, he's talking about rebuilding communities, looking at communities as a whole. And he also mentioned children, which is one of the things that I excuse me for a second, I've got to switch phones, so you're going to hear a beep.
Okay.
Okay, are you back?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sorry about that. My phone battery went out. But anyway, he's talking about using these, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funds, not only for the implementation of all of this emergency management stuff, but also to redevelop infrastructure, rebuild America effectively, and there you go with Agenda 21, you know, and so they're doing this combined planning, planning for disaster and then the rebuilding part of it. It's almost like what we did over in Iraq, you know, we destroyed their country for some unknown reason, and now we're rebuilding it.
Well, you know, we've mentioned this on several occasions. Basically, this comes right out of Agenda 21. Folks, listen very carefully. Sometimes you get the biggest clues out of single sentences. Sometimes it's worth the cost of the book in itself. But this is out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7. This is on the section. Chapter 7, by the way, is promoting sustainable sustainable human settlement developments. You know, it's like the settlements, you know. Anyway, promoting sustainable human settlements development. And in Chapter 759, it reads this way. There are three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area. Namely, one, the development of a culture of safety. Now, this is a safety cult. This is this panopticon. This is the idea of the precautionary principle, a culture of safety. Don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Now, here's the second one, pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction. Now, these words were used in this conference yesterday by the various panelists and governors. And so we need to understand where we're going and what they're talking about when they're talking about pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction. You can just take Katrina and put it up on the wall there, and it includes all three of these aspects in spades. And so from there, then we can understand more about what Director Fugate had to say, or Fugate, or however you want to say his name, you know, and what a guy he is, you know. And then there's also this clown from Motorola. The CEO of Motorola was there, and he was talking about this need for this interoperability. I don't know whether you found anything on these P25 communication devices, whatever they are. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, what are they all about?
There is something called Project 25. And, okay, here's what it says. You will hear Project 25 referred to as P25. And it's a set of standards, not federal law. Okay, it says Project 25 was developed primarily for VHF and UHF equipment through the joint efforts of international and U.S. government agencies along with equipment manufacturers with the primary focus on North America. Okay, now why that's important is because back in 1994, it was decided that there was going to be a global information society, and the G8 members defined 11 pilot projects for global systems that they would develop. And the a global emergency management system is one of those pilot projects. Of course, they called it a pilot, but it's not really a pilot. They were actually planning on developing the real deal. And so FEMA is not really a national agency anymore. Once they made that decision, it is now international.
Well, you can see that in a lot of different ways. One of them is and our audience is familiar with it, the International Code Council's body of model codes and acts, which are part of what the man from the Travelers Insurance Agency was talking about as well. He had a band of housing in risk areas all along the coast, all through Texas, all the coastlines of Texas, all the way across Alabama, Mississippi, the Panhandle, up around into Georgia, and up the coast through the Carolinas, and all the way up north to Kennebunkport, Maine, and the complex. But there's a whole new drive coming from the standpoint of construction to be disaster resistant and resilient, and those sort of things. And when you talk about community building, you're invoking the same thing again. We've talked about these codes being implemented and brought forward here in the small town of Cassville, Missouri. But of course, if you go back and look at your SEMA folks, your State Emergency Management Agency, you'll see that they implemented these codes nationwide at various levels and various places. But again, when you bring up this P25 communications devices and the VHF, the UHF, what we're talking about there, folks, is the implementation of the enhanced 911 system, and we'll pick that up on the other side of this break. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm sick.
Folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1.
I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We have no interest in the present today. We've taken all our comments before. We can do it again.
And we are back once again, and I can tell you folks that this is such a web of information that it always comes back into these same areas, and it really points to the heart of the trouble that we're dealing with. When we talk about this Project 25, these communication devices, the UHF, the VHF systems, we're talking about the Enhanced 9/11 system. We're talking about FEMA's all multi-jurisdictional all-hazard planning systems. And this stuff has been coming on us and at us for a long time. You can go in and start your research in any number of places. One of these days when I get my website back up, I'll post a bunch of the stuff that I've got on there. But if you go back and look at the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, Public Law 106-390, October the 30th, 2001, and just start in there, it starts out this way, Vicki. It says, an act to amend the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act to authorize a program for pre-disaster mitigation to streamline the administration of disaster relief and to control the federal cost of disaster assistance and for other purposes. And that other purposes is always a wild card. But we've got all of this stuff coming on us and at us in this system. And so when we see the governors being indoctrinated once again, reinforcing the message of the importance of joint terrorism task forces, which is basically JTTF, it's an FBI system. You get people get secret or above clearances, and this was all discussed in Janet Napolitano's and the other panel members' discussion of the fusion centers. This thing just goes from bad to worse, and it's all the development of this web, these chains of tyranny that are being draped around us. And unfortunately, the governors, Vicki, and the metropolitan city mayors and things like that, the county commissioners, they're all there buying in. This is the public buy-in process. They're out there with their little hands outstretched looking for those bags of shekels in this downturned economy where security and public safety will have to come first.
Yeah. Well, with the mayors, one thing that I found in my research is that the mayors, like in a metropolitan area, they can form their own little partnership, a private partnership, and apply for grant funds under the private partnership to do things within their own city. And basically, I see that as a funnel of payoff dollars.
Well, I have a book in my library. It was written by a Governor Sanford, not the one that's popular now, but one Terry Sanford years ago. And in that book, he laid out this process where, because of the tardy nature of the states and their state legislators and the state senators and the governors, because of their reluctance and foot-dragging and whatnot, it was deemed necessary for the Metro 1313, the metros, the metropolitan, all across America, folks, there are 3,066 counties, of which 33 are city counties. We've got these huge metroplexes, if you will, the metropolitans, and they found it necessary to form a coalition so that they could go to the federal government and advance their claims and lobby for things for the metros over and above and against the will and the whim of the states.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense then. I wasn't aware of that, but that does make sense. But the problem is, though, that when they form these associations, these private partnerships amongst themselves, there is no input from the people. There is no, they are separate and apart from government. They're basically hidden, and people don't even really know about them. But once they form that organization, the partnership of mayors within a metropolitan area, then basically the mayor of that city has lost sovereignty over his city, you know, to whatever the bounds of the agreement is, if there are bounds.
Well, the idea, you brought it up on previous broadcasts, this idea of the MOU or the Memorandum of Understanding. When we start having the various alliances, these are like Soviet councils, folks. It's a Soviet style of government. It's not an American tradition at all. These are all things that came in the post-Lasky pluralistic world that we've become. But nevertheless, when we get into this idea of having major city governors or city mayors coming together and having a council of mayors, you have your councils of governors. Here's this National Governors Association. They come together. Your county clerks, they're the ones that control your elections. They have a organization. All of the water boards have an association. Through the International Code Council, they have an association of all of the code enforcement officers all across the land. Under Obama's stimulus program, where we're going to create all of these new green jobs, we're going to have an unlimited financing for the creation of more of these code enforcement officers who, when they show up on your property, they are the executive branch, they're the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the criminal corrections branch as well. Basically a badge and a gun with complete sovereignty over your, establishing or asserting jurisdiction over your property. I mean, this is the new paradigm. This is this new panopticon. But when we think about newness, and we talk about Agenda 21, that was 1992, but there's something that happened in 1991, and you brought this to my attention in one of your writings, Vicki. Again, folks, her website, Vicki Davis's website, is www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. And if you go and spend some time on this website, you expect your hair to stand up. You better take your heart medicine, sit down, read carefully, and read slowly. But you have an article here in 1991, the year the world changed. Tell us a little bit about that article. We've got a couple of minutes before this break, and then we can discuss it after the break as well.
Yeah. Well, 1991 was a pivotal year in terms of the direction of our country. And as I did my research, you know, I've done it in bits and pieces as I discovered things, and I kept finding things that happened in 1991. So I did a page to document all of those things, and it turns out that it is a pivotal year. And one of the things, the first thing that happened was Senator Al Gore ushered through the Senate legislation that was called the 1991 High Performance Computing and Communications Act. And this was the legislation that opened up the Internet to the public, for people to use for commercial purposes. Now, it existed before that as the NSFnet, but people did not have, there was no public access to it.
So when he says and makes his arrogant statement that, Al, I invented the Internet, Gore, he's not really far off, is he?
Well, he didn't invent it, but he's the one that wrote the legislation that provided funding for the build-out of it and money for research and development, and it included the open use, that it could be used by the public for educational purposes and for communication. But what he also did was stab us in the heart by making it, instead of the National Information Superhighway, they made it the Global Information Infrastructure. And so Al Gore, I think that he committed treason personally. And everybody that was involved in establishing the precedent for these global information systems, I believe, committed treason.
Well, you're probably not far off there, because there's so many different ways that this thing can and has and will roll out. So often, you know, we can remember back to the victory tax and things like that, and we see that it's given out incrementally, a little bit at a time, but whatever they give with the left hand, they take back with the right. We'll be back in a moment after this 3-minute intermission. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again in a comment that was made by Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, in this Governors Association conference yesterday that we heard on C-SPAN. We played some clips from that in the first hour. You can go back to the archives and listen to those. But one of the comments that she made, and it's one that I've heard like almost a drone over the years, is that security and public safety comes first, and especially in an economic downturn. But what is, you know, we talked about the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, and certainly Janet Napolitano, with her legal training, has learned that. And being a governor, she has learned the language of the change agents. And now, as the Homeland Security Secretary. I'm sure she's gotten her doctorate in obfuscatory newspeak. But the idea of security and public safety, words have meanings, and their meanings are important. We need to understand that when we say security, what we're talking about is national security. That's not federal security. That's not state security. It's national security. There's a national government, but it has nothing to do with our constitutions, and that we people are not, we are not the public. We are the private sector. And so when they say security, they mean national security, oft times, and public safety, it's not the safety of you and I, Vicki. It's the security of the public, which is the public sector, which is all of the elected officials and all of their various and sundries. And so security and public safety comes first in an economic downturn as people, as the whole thing melts. The entire economic system melts, and we go into this global governance system where we find ourselves thrown into another major war somewhere on the planet. Of course, the people are going to come unglued, and so they've been doing everything they can, and they even mentioned it in this conference. You may have heard it. They want to harden their security. They need to harden their places, and boy, don't the E911 systems just look like bunkers and all of these various communications and data centers, they look like bunkers, you know. But with all of that having been said, back to you, Vicki. Where do you want to, how do we want to go ahead and roll this out further?
Well, one of the other things is the corporate redesign of government to use the high technology. And if you understand that the whole redesign of our government revolves around the management of our country through information systems, and you understand that the idea was to connect up to global governance, then you can understand why they would be implementing that kind of public security here, because you can say that they are not American. They are internationalists. They're implementing an international system of governance. So you could say that this is occupied territory. And so that's why they need the surveillance, because as people become more and more aware that this is a different country, just like Napolitano said, it's a different country. They have different threats now. Well, the threat is that the American people will find out that they're living in occupied territory and that their government is no longer their government. It's international governance by network, which is the communist system. Definition of the word Soviet is a council. And so we're being governed by all of these, by network, by councils. And we don't even recognize that they're there because we still have the structure of the government that we used to have, but they are basically puppets to these councils that they've all agreed to participate in.
They either vote for it or Ben Bernanke will pull the plug and run the whole economic system into the hoppers, you know. And
that's
where,
right.
Where I was
it's
going,
a blackmail.
Yes, where I was going with that rant there coming back from the break, and I didn't close it properly, in this idea of the public sector and the expansion of the international global internet web, the World Wide Web, it's to take this the primary hubs out to all of the various and city various and sundry city and county governments, going all to the county courthouses and tying in the counties, and so even though the internet has been spread all across the several states, and you've got a wonderful graphic on this website, the Year the World Changed article, a great graphic there that shows the links and the hubs and all of that. But by taking this internet out there, they have been able to tie together their entire system in this interoperable governance system. Whether or not the people that live in the hinterlands or around about the town connect, that's their, you know, all that does is help to pay for the chains that bind us down. It reduces the cost of getting the internet out to the cities and to the police stations and the E911 centers and the fusion centers. Whether we sign on or not is, ostensibly, an option. They'd love to see it happen. That helps them to control us, but it's essential that they get to the county courthouse and the governor's offices, the mayor's offices, all of these emergency management agencies and all of the first responders.
Yeah, well, that all creates the web, the network of the governing structure, so that the people over in Belgium will be able to make laws and rules, and it all comes through the network down into our local communities. And so, you know, when they propose these ideas and you say to yourself, where did that come from? You know, what's that about? Well, it's because it's coming top down at a global level, clear down into your community. And it blows me away, you know, that they did this.
And it is a past tense. They have done this. It is in place, folks. It's not hypothetical. And so we're moving rapidly forward into this. Another thing that this is one of the focuses of this article that you've developed here. The other part of it is this transportation link. We can see how important it is to harden the communications out of this NGA 101st annual meeting. Another one of the comments that was raised was that after Katrina, basically it left the coastal region, the southern coastal region, in the time of the Civil War or the Dark Ages, where they had to send up smoke screens or send couriers. But beyond that, there's a whole smart highway system that is also being put together, the strategic plan for the intelligent vehicle highway system, published concurrently with the passage of the ISTEA. Maybe you'd share a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's part of the network, the intelligent vehicle highway system. And the fusion centers were designed as part of that, only they weren't called fusion centers. At the time when this was, the 1991 ICT legislation was passed, the idea was for transportation hubs and smart ports. But the smart ports kind of evolved into being like fusion centers. And primarily, I suppose, because the ICT legislation also included the international highway system connecting Mexico and Canada to a Pan-American highway. But that was only one part of it. I mean, this was like the redesign of our country for 21st century, a system being managed by information systems.
Well, with the whole the deployment, another point that he brought up there when they were talking, I don't know whether it's Motorola fellow or Mr. Fugate, the head of the CEO of FEMA, but they were talking about the use of the cameras and how important that was. But every time you see an interior shot of the fusion centers or your 911 bunkers or your NIMS centers, they always have all of these flat screen computers up on the walls with all of the various cameras pointing at key intersections, all of the blockage points in to keep this intelligent highway system running. They've got the cameras involved in that as well.
Yeah, it's a command center, and I do have a picture of a fusion center, civilian fusion center, with, you know, one guy shown, you know, staring at all the pictures. But that's the same kind of system as the military fusion center, which shows the whole battle space. Conceptually, those systems are exactly the same. It's a command and control center. The only difference is what image you are looking at on your screen. You know, the military might be looking over at Iraq. The civilian fusion center guy here might be looking at an intersections, you know, various places on the highway. But the point is, you don't know what they're looking at. You know, in the city streets, you know, the fusion centers for a city might be looking at the sidewalks.
Yeah, then the idea of, they could be looking at Harlem, they could be looking at Watts, they could be looking just about any place, folks, and they'll probably be looking at you. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we have returned once again for the final segment of today's broadcast. And before we run completely out of time, Vicki, I'd just like to thank you for coming back again once more, and hope that we can pick this up again on Thursday. And as a programming note, folks, tomorrow I'm going to have be joined by Daryl Eberhardt, probably one of the best researchers that I know on the whole concept of the Jesuitism and the corruption in the Catholic Church. And so you'll want to definitely come back and join with us again tomorrow morning. And if you're listening to this broadcast anytime other than 9 to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and you're listening on an archive, check out the archive again for tomorrow's broadcast as well, because it's likely to be a very revealing 2 hours with Daryl Eberhardt. But Vicki, before we run completely out of time, let's find some place here where we can kind of summarize where we've gone today and then maybe point to where we'll go on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, before we do that, there was one thing you mentioned, MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, a while back, and we never followed through on that. And that's very important, because all of this stuff that is very unconstitutional and un-American is being implemented by agreement, by a Memorandum of Understanding. And back in 1994, a memorandum of understanding was signed between the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense to enter into a cooperative agreement to develop technologies to value of both. And so basically that was the merger of military and law enforcement to develop this fusion center technology. And I don't remember exactly what the date was for Waco, but I know it was right there around in 1994. Or I think it was anyway.
Somewhere close to that, Waco, and then almost immediately thereafter, the Alfred P. Murrow building.
Yeah, and so all of this international system of governance that they're implementing, they're doing it by memorandum of understanding, which would not hold up in any court of law, because if you had honest courts, let me preface that.
Yeah, because if you start with the Department of Justice, the DOJ. You know, Janet Napolitano, you know, lawyer, I mean, go all the way through the, you know, Hillary Clinton, lawyer, go all the way through it. But they have this bar association, the International Bar Association, you know, you merge law with law, basically. You're basically merging law with a stick, and the stick is the Department of Defense, you know, the military. You know, we've come under what I like to call the reign of law. Certainly not the rule of law, and certainly not, you know, where the supreme law is the Constitution anywhere.
Right. Well, the decision that they made in 1990 in Houston to internationalize our financial system has, it's kind of like dominoes falling. You know, they basically, it has caused a reorganization of our entire country, a merger of functions that had never been merged before, but it rearranged the whole hierarchical structure, and it put the State Department basically in charge, because anything to do with international is the State Department. And so it's the State Department, the National Security Council. This whole international agenda is being driven by, and I call them the shadow government, because they are the ones that are driving this whole international agenda and implementing it through the states.
And you could say that it was being done, you know, to make the people, you know, keep the people safe, you know, salus populi, suprema lex esto, the welfare of the people is the supreme law of the land. That's a motto for Missouri. But really, it's not, it has little to do with the safety of the people. It again has a lot to do with the public safety and national security as they transition into this global system of governance.
Right. Well, you could say that a prisoner in a supermax prison is in there. You could say that those little rooms are for his safety. But, you know, the reality is that, no, that's a prison. A prison, you know, provides safety, but who wants to live in a prison?
Exactly. Those that would trade their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their security nor their liberty, I think is what Franklin said.
Uh-huh. And this whole agenda, the enterprise architecture and the national security state, is all for the protection of the people that are trying to fundamentally change the nature of this country into, it's a fascist system now. This is not the republic that we had. This is a different country, a different system, and all of this that's being implemented is for the protection of them and the perpetuation of their power over our country.
Well, when I looked at this article that you have here, the world, the year of the world change, again, folks, Vicki's website is www.channelingreality.com. We start talking about, the idea of the development of an infrastructure, the strategic plan for the intelligent vehicle highway system and so on, the Canamex Highway, the NASCO corridor and things like that. You know, ostensibly we could talk about the distribution of goods and talk about the Uniform Commercial Code and the Uniform Code of Commerce, things like that. But what I see in all of this as well is that they, A, are either extremely concerned that someone will attack this nation, countries will turn on us and feed upon us, and so they're trying to prepare for some kind of a war, or two, they fully intend to foment such a war, and they're developing a system by which once a challenging or a conquering country comes into the country, whether it be Soviet Russia, whether it become the Chinese, or whether it become anybody, once they come in, all of the infrastructure will be in place for a quick sweep of what was originally almost a stronghold simply because of our size.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, from a systems standpoint, from a citizen standpoint, everything that they're doing, I see, they're opening up our country, and the idea is to eliminate nation states, open the borders. Everything that they are doing is making our country more vulnerable than it was before.
Did you notice, by the way, Vicki, when Janet Napolitano sidestepped the questions from the governor, I think he was from South Dakota, he was asking the question, what are you doing, all rhetoric aside, about securing our national borders? And she immediately went back into the idea of reducing the wait time for people crossing the border, as though that was the issue at all.
Well, that is her issue. The idea of smart borders is that you have the facade of security. You have an automated system there, and people are going to have RFID ID cards, and you'll just zip their card, and you know, they can come right on through. And you might have surveillance cameras in the desert, but it's not. The idea is to have an open border and use the information systems for your, quote, security.
Yeah, the way to really stop having the people come crawling into Arizona, which was where she started out in all of this, the way to keep people crawling across the border, you know, in the middle of Idaho and in Washington State and other places into Texas, the way to do that, folks, is you just open up the border, and instead of going out and having to hire a coyote and make this trip with a backpack on foot, you just get a cab.
Right. Yeah, it's cheaper that way, right? those border guards cost money, and we don't want to spend any money on border guards. We don't want to spend any money, you know, employing people. We want to, nowadays, just implement a computer system. A computer system is the answer to everything. According to these people. And so, you know, everything that they're doing is making us more vulnerable than we ever, ever were before.
From the standpoint of like, quote-unquote, national security, definitely. But from their standpoint, this interoperable global commerce system, the migration and development agenda, which we've talked about, this solves all those problems. This addresses all that. The only problem that is left is these troglodytes and these Luddites like myself who believe in national sovereignty and believe in the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government and are willing to stand on that line and go no further. But anyway, folks, we're flat out of time once again. Vicki, thank you so much. We'll be back again with Vicki on Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow with Daryl Everhart. Folks, until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Magic Phone Guards, for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
The Midnight Rider.
is now streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, according to your schedule, you can catch The Midnight Rider anytime, day or night. Miss a portion of a broadcast? No sweat. Log on and hear what you missed. www.midnightridershow.com. Listen to The Midnight Rider at the office or at a restaurant using a laptop with free Wi-Fi. Download the free archives from the Midnight Rider website at www.midnightridershow.com. Share the show with friends and family. Always there, always streaming at your convenience, anytime, day or night. The Midnight Rider, www.midnightridershow.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.